Annyeonghaseyo, chingu.
So if you say Annyeonghaseyo, then should I go with Yabusheyo, or is it only used when you pick a call?
Well, whatever series I have watched so far, they only say Yabusheyo when they pick a call.
Yeah, even I was thinking about it.
So let's just better stick with Annyeonghaseyo for now.
Okay, so Annyeonghaseyo, chingu. So Mu, it's been a week already. So what have you been up to?
I was busy watching Gumiho. I just finished it yesterday, and I'm still not over this Gumiho and human couple.
Yes, I have heard a lot about this series.
Yeah, it is best drama of 2021, I can say for now.
Okay, well, I haven't watched it yet, but it is definitely on my watch list now.
So what have you been doing this past week?
Well, I have been busy with my own work, and also, you know, amidst all these things, I found this cute Japanese series. It's a mini series, and you know, it has only 10 episodes, so you can totally invest your time here. And the name of the series is Love Lasts Forever, and it, you know, it's totally swoon worthy, and I love the chemistry between the lead couple. So you know, you can totally watch. It's really cute.
Yeah, let my hangover for Gumiho get over, then surely I'll watch the Japanese drama that you just suggested.
Yes, you know, you can totally watch it. Even our listeners, like, I want to tell you all that you can totally watch this series. It's awesome. I found it awesome. So moving on, today we will be discussing the second part of Crash Landing on You, part 2. But before we do that, I just want to thank all of our listeners for tuning in to listen to our crazy K-talk.
And also a quick update, guys. Now our podcast is also available on iTunes, and link for which is also given in the description box. So coming back to Chloe, we'll be picking up from where we left off in the Chloe part 1. That is Sei going to South Korea, Jo Chul gang waiting in South Korea, and of course Captain Ri and team stay in South Korea.
Well, about Sei's return to South Korea, you know, I just want to say that I enjoyed her stay more in North Korea as compared to South Korea, because you know, according to me, like, South Korean part was like less comedy and it was more of a melodrama.
Yeah, to add to it, North Korean part was more thrilling, and there were so many moments that Sei was about to get caught.
Yes, yes, it was thrilling.
I loved their romance moment also in North Korea.
Yeah, which was a bit less in South Korea. So now talking about Sei's return, you know, the one thing that I absolutely loved was, you know, her walk back to the office. It was so full of swag, and you know, those people had actually, you know, officially declared that she is dead, and there she was all alive, you know, reading everything that people had written about her.
Yeah, even her sarcastic speech was so fun to watch, and the way Mr. Gong cried and hugged Sei was too cute. That melted my heart.
That guy was trying so hard to find her, you know. He was the only one who wanted to find her alive. All her family members, you know.
Yeah, it looked like he's the one who cares for Sei.
Yes. You know, when she went back to her apartment, and while she was enjoying her luxurious life once again, a part of me was like, isn't she missing her life back in North Korea? And of course Captain Ri. And then the very next moment, we see her being sad and, you know, walking in the snow.
It was so sad to see them missing each other but not being able to see each other.
Exactly. But till now, you know, in most of the dramas that I have seen, you know, either the guy is poor or the girl is poor, but mostly the girl is poor. But here in this drama, you know, both of them belong to influential families.
Yeah, like Captain Ri's father is director of General Bureau, and Sei's family is also amongst the richest in South Korea.
Yes, and you know, like, while you were saying all these things, you know, it kind of reminded me of Captain Ri's father's, you know, reaction when he had kidnapped Sei, and you know, Ri Jeong-hyuk goes looking for her.
And both Sei and Captain Ri taking the blame onto each other.
Yes.
While his father, you know, he looked so disapprovingly. It was also cute to watch.
Yeah, that was a funny moment. But like, on the other hand, if you talk about Sei's family, you know, Sei's family is like way too complicated. I did not like anyone at first.
Same was the case with me. Like, in the flashback also, we see that she has no one to talk to. Yeah. Like, she, you know, she also used to go for random relationships. She was not onto a serious relationship.
It actually damaged her in some way.
Yeah, and second brother, his wife were also, you know, dumb. But I found them cute at the same time.
And yes, like, I won't say the same for the second brother and his wife. But the first brother and his wife, they were too greedy. And if not for Jo Chul gang, I would actually call them the second villains of the series. Yeah. Because the first is, of course, Jo Chul gang. You know, nobody can compete with them in this category.
Yeah, yeah. But also, like, I love the part where the mother realizes Sei's worth once Sei goes missing.
Yes. Phil, talking about Captain V and his teeth stay in South Korea, you know, there were so many funny moments and, you know, there are so many great things, you know, about it. The whole stay is great.
Yeah, coming to South Korea, like, he came to save Seri from a villain Cho Chol gang, and the team was sent by his father to bring back Captain Ri to North Korea.
Adding to what you just said, the scenario and writing here is perfect. Like, he's coming for Seri while his team is coming for him. It's not like all those cliche dramas, you know, like where all of them are coming to save the main lead actress. So I like that about the writing.
Yeah, but as I said, love finds its way. So I love their meet in South Korea. And you know, for a moment I too was thinking that maybe it is Seri's dream. But then it turned out to be reality. I was like, wow, finally they are meeting in South Korea.
Yes. You know, this whole scenario, I actually loved it. But you know, I did not understand like how they about their South Korea meet. Like Lee Jong Hyuk finds his way back to Seri, but how he does it, that part is not explained at all. So but their hug and emotion involved in the scene, they are beautiful to watch. So I will not question that thing now.
Yeah, this is something I too did not understand.
Well, like on the other hand, you know, like talking about Captain Ri's team, you know, they had trouble meeting Seri at first, and after multiple days of hard work, they were finally able to, you know, find Seri. So I found that whole thing more realistic as compared to Captain Ri's meet with Seri.
And also the look of surprise on Captain Ri's team as they got down in South Korea was also way hilarious.
Yes, yes. You know, all they had heard that it is a capitalist country and all.
And also just a cooked rice was like finding gold to them.
Yes, absolutely. And even their stay in sauna, you know, that was the best part, you know, because till now, whatever K-dramas I have seen, living at sauna is like an absolutely must thing. And even this drama had that sauna thing, so I totally liked it.
Yeah, you know, like if you go to South Korea, a night stay in sauna is a must.
Yeah, well, I would love to be given a chance. You know, even in Shopaholic, we saw like they showed, you know, mini water park inside the sauna. So all this, you know, totally makes me wonder like what this sauna place is.
Yes, totally. So moving on to their plan to find Seri and Captain Ri, you know, none of their plans were that good.
Yes.
They were all hilarious. Like, you know, this Pyo Chi Soo, he became a delivery boy in a hope that he might end up meeting Seri and Captain Ri.
And what was even more comical was the fact that, you know, they were this close to finding them.
Yeah, that's what.
But you know, I especially loved Yoo-dong's part in all this. You know, like he was playing a game in the cafe, and that too against Captain Ri, aka Tomato Cultivator.
And they both got so involved in that online game that both of them even invited each other for a real fight.
Yes.
That was comical.
Yeah. But poor Yoo-dong, he actually was waiting out in the cold, you know, for Tomato Cultivator. But and when later on he does find out that, Captain Ri does find out that, you know, desperate effort was none other than Yoo-dong, his reaction was way comical to me. I thought he might even end up, you know, punching Yoo-dong.
And what this Nam-bok was doing, you know, he being the spy in North Korea, continued the same stuff. Like, he was following this random people and was listening to the talks.
Yeah, if he hadn't been vigilant, you know, like, I'm pretty sure people would have beaten him up for this tactic.
Surely.
And you know, what this handsome dude, he was getting offers for modeling, you know, rather than getting any information about Seri. You know, they all had poor luck that day.
And their plan of going to Seri's company, you know, they were pretending to be rich and they were acting like they're buying all furniture just to meet the director. Seri was also too hilarious.
And you know, poor Yoo-dong, he slept off in one of the beds and forgot his shoes behind in a hurry to get out of the office. That part was way hilarious.
But I was happy that Captain Ri did see them, and then seeing Captain Ri and also their group hug was so heart touching.
Yeah, but you know, in that sequence, I love the part where Pyo Chi Soo offered his shoes to Yoo-dong, who always pretends to be mean. And you know, him doing that was so sweet.
Like, he always acted hard, but he cared for everyone.
Yeah, I'm so glad that Captain Ri found them.
And I was so happy for Man-bok because he did deserve the best in his life.
Yes, absolutely. And after the torturous journey that he had, he deserved the best. And you know, I also loved their meet with Seri. lady. It was so emotional. And even here, Piochi so was pretending to be tough, you know, but he melted in a single hug. I love that guy. He was consistent throughout the series.
And the reaction when they visit Seri's houses, you know what I was waiting for since the time they landed in South Korea.
Even me too. Yeah, but the continuous water supply, the power supply, a luxurious house with warm clothes was like a dream to them. And you know, it was funny and sad at the same time seeing them, you know, enjoy those basic necessities.
I also loved how Seri fulfilled Jumok's dream to meet some South Korean actress. Like, his reaction was too cute.
Yeah, they all had actually, you know, hard time believing that Seri was that rich, but they do come in terms with it later on.
Yeah, like she gave them the credit card and tells them to go for unlimited shopping.
Yes, yes. And what do they shop for? I don't know, but they buy very
small stuff.
Well, moving on, you know, Captain Lee and Seri's bond, you know, it grew multifold in the second part. Like, they were destined to be together.
Yeah, like we saw in the flashback, they had met each other, like, but at present they did not have any memory of it.
Yeah, well, when I saw that bridge scene, you know, where Seri was trying to commit suicide but is interrupted by Lee Jong-yeok because he wanted a picture of him and Miss Seo-dan. So I was like, when I saw the present scene, I was like, why are they not recognizing each other? I mean, they should be have seen each other.
Yeah, I too was wondering the same. But you know, like we saw in the flashback that she had lost all hope, but it was Captain Ri's piano's music, you know, that gave her the strength to fight back.
I actually love that music. You know, it's named like song for my brother. I even tried playing it on piano, but I can't get the chords right.
I wish you could play that song because I too love it and it is so soothing.
Yes, hopefully one day.
Yeah, moving on. Once they realized their love for each other, there was absolutely no going back.
Chingu's now happy and humorous things are over because along with our main leads and supporting cast, you know, even Cho Chol Yang, that is our villain, is also present in South Korea and he isn't going anywhere soon.
Cho Chol was such a smart villain, like to be near Seri without being noticed, he joined her company as a guard. Yes. And I was surprised to see him like around Seri so soon.
Yeah, but even he was surprised to see Captain Ri along with Seri so soon, you know, he hadn't expected that actually. So, you know, he quickly made a plan to engage him somewhere else to carry out his mission to kill Seri.
Smart villain. But you know, for a moment I too was scared with his plan. Like, he had almost caught Seri, but a captain showed up on time. And you know, like getting turned off was the best moment of escape for Captain and Seri.
Yeah, although smart, you know, but I just do not understand this calling the main lead before killing the girl scenarios. Like, most of the dramas have that, you know. That's why actually villains end up losing. Like, why do you need to call Captain Ri? Just call him after killing Seri, na?
But do you really want Seri to be killed?
No, I don't want that, but the scenario is so cliche. Okay, moving on. I was so angry when I saw him manipulating Manbok again.
Yeah, like after long we saw Manbok happy and cheerful, but seeing Cho Chol manipulate him again was so annoying.
Yeah, I was so sure that Manbok has actually switched sides, but when the backstory was shown, you know, in the later episodes, when the backstory was shown, I was like, you go Manbok, you have done the right thing.
Yeah, like Captain Ri's plan was so good. I absolutely loved the fighting sequence.
Yeah, Piochi Su getting hit on the head and then standing and beating the guy despite that. That was the moment, you know, when I realized, like along with everybody, I guess, like they are trained people of special forces of North Korea.
Yeah, that whole fighting sequence was so fearful. I always felt like Manbok would be killed.
Yeah, but when Cho Chol Yang actually caught him, I was like, no, not Manbok, you know. I grew too attached to his character.
Yeah, but then it was Seri who took the bullet to save Captain Ri.
Yeah, but did you notice, like in North Korea, Captain took a bullet for Seri and here she took a bullet to save him, you know. So the story came a full circle.
But the moment Manbok pointed a gun at Cho Chol Yang, I was so happy. Like, Cho Chol would be killed at the hands of Manbok. He was, like, Manbok was so tortured by him.
Yeah, but in the next episode, we see Cho Chol Gang escape again. Somebody kill that guy.
I felt Chochol can't be killed and he's immortal.
Yeah, some kind of immortal. But his end would come, but after doing, you know, maximum damage. You know, Sadie Steen in hospital also has some great moments.
Yeah, especially Manborg. You know, he was called Rat. He proved his name so right. Like, you know how smartly he planted the tapping device. He kept informing everyone about Sadie's health. That was enjoyable.
Yeah, but I enjoyed that sequence more, you know, where Captain stops everybody from hugging Sadie. Although he himself was doing it, but he stops everybody. That was funny and cute at the same time.
Yeah, it was.
You know, on one hand, Sadie is getting treated, and on the other hand, even Chochol gang was getting his treatment, you know, in some abandoned building. That was way irritating, you know. Is this guy ever going to die?
But yeah, instead of focusing on his treatment, Chochol was a type of villain, you know, who was more focused on how to cause more trouble to our lead.
Yeah, even in that state, you know, that guy was like so consistent on passing information about Captain Lee to North Korea.
Yeah, another heart-touching scene at the hospital was the reunion of Sadie and her mother. Like, she did have a heart change.
Yes, and there also, you know, when she meets Captain Lee, Joon-wook was showing off his South Korean knowledge, you know, expecting Sadie's mom to flash water onto Captain's face, but you know, that doesn't happen.
Yeah, he was also a drama freak like us.
Yeah, totally a drama freak like us. Okay, so moving on, when Chochol gang was actually shot, you know, even then also he manipulated Captain Lee. But in that sequence, what I don't understand is like, why Captain Lee let that influence him too much?
Yeah, I too was wondering the same. Like, his father does hold an important position, and Captain Lee should have known that his father wouldn't be executed that easily.
He does understand his father's powers, you know, like when they are taken back to North Korea and are about to kill off, his father, you know, saves them all and shoots the other guy. That time, the look on Captain's face is of, you know, total astonishment, and you know, like, for me, that's the point that he realizes his father's powers.
Yeah, his father was also like a swagster.
Yes, totally. That whole moment was, you know, full of swag.
But after getting caught by South Korean agency, this complete melodrama of Captain Ri refusing to recognize Sadie and being so quiet was so exaggerated.
Yes, but you know, even his team was being, even that time his team was being humorous, and you know, when they were about to face confinement and a possible execution.
But yeah, I loved how Sadie rushed towards the border, and the complete scene where both of them are across border was also so well shot.
Yeah, their hug was actually heart-wrenching. A part of me was like, don't leave each other, and it was too emotional. And they are perfect for each other.
They are. But I was afraid that the soldier from both sides might shoot them anytime.
Yeah, actually they kept on crossing the border to meet each other every time.
You know, they have the best chemistry, maybe because they are rumored to be dating in real.
Yeah, their dating might have contributed towards that, you know, towards that scene.
Yeah, maybe that's the reason the scene turned out to be so beautiful.
Yeah, but you know, another scene where the chemistry outshined was that hospital hug plus kiss scene where he was showing his scars to Sadie.
Yeah, that was so fascinating and gorgeous to watch.
Okay, so now coming to the end of the series, you know, the series had everything which made it a smashing hit back then.
But don't you think the last episode could have been better? Like, I did not understand this Captain Ri pre-drafted message for over a year. This I didn't find realistic.
Yeah, and that part, you know, that part actually did not make sense. And to add to it, also the way they met again, that too through paragliding, because, you know, it had happened in the beginning without even having any knowledge about each other's whereabouts. That whole thing was irrational as well.
Yeah, I too found it impractical. But only thing I liked about the ending was how Seo-dan took revenge for Goo Seung-joon's death and her character growth.
Yeah, and also the way Seo-dan's mother supported her throughout, that whole thing was emotional to watch. And you know, after Goo Seung-joon's death, I actually cried buckets in that scene.
Yeah, in this series, every character had an important role to play, and you know, I did not skip any of it.
No, that was the best part of the series. Like, every story was wrapped up really well.
Yeah, all in all, Crash Landing on You had me completely hooked, and now I'm a drama freak.
Yeah, and for me, you know, because of Chloe, I actually crash landed into K-dramas, and now I'm in it for life, I guess. So it's one of my happy places.
You know, I have watched this drama already, like I watched this twice, and no matter how many times I watch it, I still have the smiling face throughout.
Yes, from story to cast, chemistry, locations, and to a great villain,
not it has to miss the OST.
Yes, of course, OST. It has everything and is a binge-worthy drama.
So with this, we come to an end of our discussion on Crash Landing on You.
So if you haven't watched it yet, without wasting any more time, just crash land into Netflix right now to enjoy a beautiful story.
So guys, do tune in next week to hear our take on our forever favorite K-drama, Boys Over Flowers.
I'm so excited about next week. It's one of my fave and I have a lot to talk about it.
Yes guys, so do share your valuable feedback on our Insta handle or Twitter handle, the link for which is given in the description box.
Until then, take care, stay safe, stay healthy.
Bye-bye.